Hey, it's Thursday. That means it's time for Thesis Thursday. This is a program where we invite our friends from the University of Arizona to come on down to our radio station here in lovely historic Hotel Congress to talk about what they're working on in school. I ask them about their plans for the future, and we even talk a little bit about music. Joining me in the studio today is Casey Calderon. Welcome, Casey.
Hi.
How's it going?
It's going good.
So what do you do at the U of A?
I currently work in a research lab with Dr. Nathan Charrington. We're looking at how a liver disease impacts transporters in your liver, basically. Those transporters are responsible for drug metabolism, drug transport, and we currently think that the disease impacts how those transport proteins work in your liver.
Can you tell me a little bit more about transport proteins?
Transport proteins are basically like these proteins that are responsible for like bringing things in and out of the liver. Your liver is the main place where all drug transport metabolism happens. Like it's where you break down alcohol, where you break down.
It's like your filtration system.
Yeah. For example, if you take a certain medication, your body can't necessarily handle that medication. It's chemistry for whatever reason. So some of those proteins, what they do is they like add, let's say, an oxygen on it to make it so that the body can deal with the chemistry now. What we do is we look at normal proteins for a healthy person. We look at how their proteins alter as compared to like a person with the disease we're looking at.
Tell me about this disease you're looking at.
So it's called non-alcoholic fatty liver disease. It's actually a liver disease that forms without excessive alcohol intake. It's associated with things like diabetes, obesity, kind of like a lifestyle disease.
Would you say it's very common?
I think it's estimated that up to 30 to 50% of the population has it. It's reversible. We're actually more interested in the more severe form, which is non-alcoholic steatohepatitis, which is actually where there's irreversible cell damage.
You could just be walking around and have this and not realize it?
For the most part, yeah, it's pretty asymptomatic.
Have you had any revelations or ideas while you're doing your research? Like, yeah, this could actually lead to something.
I guess at the U of A College of Medicine, they're actually making a big push towards precision medicine, which is actually tailored specifically for the patient. You're not going to give all these patients the same drug, even though they might be the same weight, because they might have other things physiologically going on with them. And so we actually know a doctor at the U of A who's actually looking at our research and taking it into consideration when giving her patients drugs.
That's fantastic, yeah. Because everybody's got a different liver.
Yeah, for sure.
What are your plans for after you graduate?
Currently, the plan is to hopefully get into medical school. Yeah, looking at some MD programs. Also interested in pursuing Masters of Public Health.
That sounds really good. That's going to make a difference in the world. Dr. Casey Calderon.
Yeah.
That would be pretty awesome.
Yeah.
Do you ever listen to music, Casey?
Yeah.
What kind of music do you like?
Oh, lately I've been into like alternative pop. So yeah.
You got any bands you want to shout out?
You got to go with Panic at the Disco.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Been on a panic kick lately.
When do you like to listen to music?
When I'm driving home from school, when I'm on my way to school, when I'm done with all like my homework.
Right?
Yeah.
It's a good way to wind up and wind down.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for coming to KXCI, Casey.
Thank you.
Thesis Thursdays is produced right here at KXCI Tucson with generous support from our listeners. For more information about this and other programs, visit kxci.org.